This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
And day four of the Trump era. Will it succeed wildly or crash and burn in disaster and world war? That will be determined by us. But we hold our destinies in our hands. This gift from God, the gift of free will. Hard to believe the first month of 2017 is already long in the tooth. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I am burning inside for freedom and burning inside to crush the tyrants. Our spirit is infinitely stronger than theirs. We have to have the will to turn our strength loose against the enemy. It is Tuesday, as I said, the 24th day of January 2017. I do want to open the phones up a lot today. We have several guests as well, but there's so much info that I tend to perseverate on one topic or the other and not get to the body of the news and not get to your calls, but I really want to get your view on 4 days in. Trump is spectacularly delivering, unless you read disinformation mainstream news that is misrepresenting what's going on. Day four, he has done more for this country than Obama did in 8 years, but of course Obama was working against us. He has done more for this country than Bush did in just a few days, and they are absolutely supercharging the revolution against the establishment and a new renaissance. Poll, Americans are more hopeful than negative after inauguration. Remember, Gallup and others have been using skewed results, so they're even having trouble holding down the fact that optimism is exploding. The polls are fake. It's much higher. Also, not satire. Politician keeps his campaign promise, a Kit Daniels article. Trump targets three agencies with ambitious budget cuts, announces federal hiring freeze. Globalists cringe at TPP torpedoing. He signed an executive order withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He signs an executive order blocking the forced individual mandate, basically killing Obamacare. It goes on and on and on, and we're into day four. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's been roughly 4 days. You could say day five, counting the weekend he worked over. So day four, day five, only part of Friday. I mean, Fox News had a countdown that was 1 day added, counting Election Day as one more day. Everybody else on Google had one less day. I mean, I think we should probably establish ourselves what day of the presidency this really is. I think you can count Friday as the first day. You got a lot done that day, Saturday, Sunday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's 4 days. But now we're into day five. So we have to say in 5 days, he's done this much. It's all apples and oranges, but this is big. The panicking social engineers, as we saw in the WikiLeaks, have decided to go all in on the race baiting, and they're now going to do it publicly. And I noticed the minions of this system take their marching orders very, very directly and very, very dutifully, doggedly. So that's why I was screamed at, "You're an effing white male," hundreds of times by mainly white women. But now a white candidate for DNC chair says her job will be to shut down other white people. There's actual video of this. It's up on InfoWars.com. you name it. We come back, we're going to play this and a lot more. I mean, this is wild. This is wild. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
It's not true. That's impossible.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
No!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, the 24th day of January 2017. We're now into day number 5, but it's still got a lot of time left in it. And Trump is delivering on, I would say, already about 10% of his promises. That's unbelievable. if he got 10% of the agenda done in 1 year, if it took him a year to get rid of Obamacare, or a year to begin to secure the border, or a year to bring back Ford and Carrier and Chrysler and Foxconn, I mean, I would be blown away at saying this is positive. This just shows how controlled the federal government was by multinationals, by Communist China, by the IMF, the World Bank. And that's why China's announcing that the United States is pulling out of the World Government Project, that they're going to be taking it over. Good luck. The whole thing's parasitic. The whole thing's criminal. The whole world is turning against multinational corporations using Chinese slave muscle to leverage out the planet. And Trump knows that. And Trump also knows that it's a sure thing to expose globalism as unelected and unaccountable. You do that, it's over. And to expose replacing humans with robots and building a world where humans are obsolete is horrific. Trump wants to build a world for people. For the people, by the people, of the people. And that's revolutionary because that's the opposite of the globalist plan that we've been breaking down for so many years. And why does the military listen? Why do the intelligence operatives listen? Why does the president listen? Because they tune into this show, they're hearing information that they already have researched, they already know, and that they have already been resisting for a long time. It's just the public wasn't ready or informed enough yet to do it. But InfoWars and Drudge and many others have now informed the public, and the public has experienced global tyranny for themselves, and so now the ground is ready and fertile for the second American Revolution that will be worldwide. America will alter the destiny of the world for good if we go down this path, as Trump said in his speech. 1776, worldwide, not the United States dominating via conquest and then handing the spoils over to multinationals. We pay for it, do the fighting, the bleeding, and then give it to them. No. But exporting ideas worldwide and forming new alliances and trade, everything Ron Paul has called for and wanted as well. That's why when Ron Paul, who's coming on tomorrow, gets into, you know, Trump's really good about not wanting war with Russia and all this and not being a globalist, but what's he doing with Mattis bombing Al-Qaeda and ISIS? Well, we have to. It's what's causing the war. It's expanding. It's growing. It's truly a cancerous, oppressive threat. So again, like the Bible is taken out of context, mistranslated, they admit that, thou shalt not kill, but then a few passages later says defend yourself and your family. Means do not murder. Do not kill an innocent person. Obviously, to be anti-war means you're against starting wars, being for war for no reason. But standing up against ISIS or standing up against King George III, that wasn't warmongering by George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, Sam Adams. That was being liberated against the tyranny and launching a system that we enjoy the fruits of and the freedoms of today. So I love America. I hated the globalist criminal overlay that was on our country, and I'm trying to remove that face sucker that was attached to our nation. Now, we're going to break down how Trump is delivering in a royal flush, again, just 4.5 days in. We're also going to look at the newest globalist brainwashing term. They call it alternative facts, or challenging them. So first it's conspiracy theorists, then they call you a racist, then they call you a Russian spy, then they call you fake news, and now, oh, Spicer has alternative facts. And Leanne last night was really upset, just like she said she was on air, and she was just shaking her head. I saw her in the wardrobe area, kind of talking to herself, and I walked through talking to her. She said, I'm really freaked out. I mean, I saw CNN put out the fake photo that nobody was at the Trump inauguration. And then I saw their own digital megapixel photo showing it was completely full. And then I saw them have to admit it wasn't true. And then I was at the gym Sunday and saw them again live say that nobody was there again. And she said, that upsets me. Everybody saw it on national TV full of people. Everybody knows that's a liar. It should be. But I was arguing with people, and they were saying I was wrong, and she was so upset for them. And you know what? That's a normal response to be freaked out by lies of this magnitude. So what's CNN doing now? I saw them yesterday again. They're saying Trump and Spicer and everybody are a bunch of sore losers, and that we're all just obsessed with things. Well, they're the sore losers. and that we're making it up that it was a smaller crowd. The issue is the Metro shows record numbers. You have people outside all the gates trying to stop people getting in. You show an 8:30 in the morning photo, and people were just being allowed in before they filled up because there were lines 3 miles long to get in. And Obama, who ran the Capitol Police, had a plan to not let people in and then to let the protesters beat people up. So what do? I have footage, live, hours, of women being beaten up and attacked and them blocking us from trying to get into 3 different entrances. So I had to travel miles around Pennsylvania Avenue to find one entrance to get in, and because you're only allowed to go into certain entrances with your tickets. And guess what was happening there again? People trying to block the entrance. Now, what did the media do with this? What did they do? I need to do a whole report on this. They had everything from MSNBC to ABC to CBS running with stories that day I was thrown out, and they show video. In fact, we can actually go to this article. It shows a photo from Cleveland saying that I basically got arrested. This is how dumb they think you are. Look, January 22nd, 2017. No, that happened in July of 2016. They were escorting me for my protection when a bunch of communists attacked me saying I had no free speech. But not in the disinformation land. I got calls. I had my lawyer call me. He heard on the radio that I had been thrown out of the Trump inauguration and caused a disturbance. I can't even keep track of all this. I'm trying to get in. I'm attacked. As I'm walking towards it, there's bleeding women walking by on our Facebook mentions, live. And they're telling me I'm bleeding. They attack me. They won't let you through. The police do nothing. I'm like, really? We get there and they attack us. The police come and grab us again and say, you're not allowed. We've closed this entrance. And then it turns into I'm arrested again. But wait, it gets better. I'm also drunk, they say. Hadn't had a drink. And they make a big joke out of it. This is called preying on the public. Here's one from the Inquisitor. InfoWars host Alex Jones caught doing his job while being drunk. And they just show some image of me supposedly being arrested. Alex Jones is having a bad inauguration day. And then it just goes into how I wasn't allowed in and how great that is. And then it turns into this. That's from the New Republic. Then there's this. Alex Jones gets kicked out of Donald Trump's inauguration video. And you go watch the video, and it's communists and Black Lives Matter and Black Bloc groups attacking me. This is the fake news. It's totally insane. And here's the deal. I know what really happened. You can go watch the live feeds and see what happened. They don't care. They've gone on TV and radio and everywhere and said that I got thrown out, I was drunk, and that it's all cute and funny. And then it gets worse. They just say, oh, Martin Luther King's bust has been removed. There's media still reporting that. Not true. They say, oh, yeah, that was a very small crowd, just a few thousand people there for Trump. Here's a photo of Trump during the inauguration, and it shows, again, images of right when they first opened the gates and start letting people go through the metal detectors. This is how they deceive you on MSNBC, BBC. They all did it. They all do it. And then let's show you from CNN's real megapixel photo they debunked themselves from on top of the Capitol. Let's show you what was really there. Let's zoom miles, miles down to that. And then there's photos from above. The crowds continued on from there, even though you couldn't get through the makeshift entrances they put up with metal detectors. By the way, it's admitted, but I was there. When I came out after the inauguration, there were still huge lines of people upset they didn't get to get in. Now, why am I going back to this? Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with people that are consciously defrauding the public and criminally colluding together to lie to everyone. And then Spicer, who's getting more hardcore, so I'm commending that, gets up there and they say he's a liar. And that it's true, and then CNN doubles down and shows the same 8:30 in the morning photo and says, see, it's true, and then shows Obama's next to it. We put that on screen where they wipe it and show and lie to everybody. So I've got all this news to cover, but I've got to go back to this because it's so important. I have to field calls from family and my lawyer and others who hear that I was thrown out by Trump when it's totally a lie. This is what they do.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. We return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. Okay, so if you're a radio listener, I know this is kind of torturous as you hear me describing photos and images to a radio audience, but everybody's pretty much already seen this for days online. We're going to produce another HD video today, a special report, because more huge, huge megapixel photos have been released There's also overhead photos just showing how the crowds were trying to get in even during the swearing of the president and couldn't get in because horrible Soros-funded communists were attacking people outside. But it doesn't matter. What do you do when they attack people? What do you do? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You simply claim, oh, Alex Jones was thrown out of the inauguration for being bad. And then you show video of people shoving and attacking me when I was trying to get through to, and by the way, they lie and say, oh, Jones failed to. No, once we broke through, the police had closed the entrance. So we went to another entrance and broke through. The police wouldn't help anybody. And guess what? That was closed. Went to another entrance, broke through. That was closed. Everybody watched it live on Facebook mentions. People hitting, punching, grabbing you, getting in your face, doing all of this as you try to simply get in. And this is just footage of me just trying to walk down the street. This isn't even the footage of me that the crews found. There's hours of this when I was actually trying to break through. This is just walking down the street. And they would walk people, men, women, children, just anywhere basically in D.C., trying to get in to the lines to get in. But they just say, we're out there assaulting them. Just like they say, there was no one there to see Trump. There was nobody there. He grabbed the Martin Luther King statue and threw it out the window. Just the minute he got there, he just ran over and grabbed it and ran off with it and threw it in the garbage can. You know, I had seats so close to the podium that I couldn't really see Trump. So I got up, walked back about 60 yards. I described this a few days ago. I didn't know they could actually find me in the crowd. And I got there, and I could get a good view of him standing up behind the production equipment. But they wouldn't let you stand in areas except behind the production equipment. So they show brown spots where, oh, look, there aren't people. Well, that's because, just like at a rock concert, they wouldn't let you stand there. So, see, they used this deception looking, look, there's openings in the crowd. It wasn't even full. Yeah, because they had security guards every 10 feet and wouldn't let you. And only because the security guard knew who I was did they even let me stand there where I could see the president. Because, again, the Capitol wasn't built so you could, you know, sit there with this bigger crowd and be able to watch somebody give a speech. I mean, if you're 100 yards away, you could barely see the president. Again, I was like 30 yards, and I couldn't see because I was up against the podium where you're just looking up. But this is the deception, folks. CNN, Associated Press, BBC, they all show the same garbage, all planned. Oh, look, they put it out that day. Oh, look, here's Obama, 2008. Here, let's show that first. Here's 2008, totally, completely jam-packed, overflow. Yeah, because they didn't put fences up. People were just allowed to come in, and they weren't physically attacked. But now look at the crowd. It's all in a box. It's all in a rectangle. And it's not as big. Yeah, because you just opened the gates. It's in the morning. And again, I keep hammering this, but this is catching them, just like with the fake polls, or just like with all the other lies, or PP Gate, or just the hundreds of other lies that we've caught them red-handed in the WikiLeaks. And then you actually are there, and you're being attacked by communists, and they're screaming at you. Thousands of women, mainly. You're an effing white male, and then attacking you, kissing, screaming, cussing. We can't even play it because it's just F, 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 F. When you've got 200 people around you, just F you, hate you, white male, blah, I'll kill you. Blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, it's not just on the street now. White candidate for DNC chair says her job will be to, quote, shut other white people down. The essence of racketeering, the essence of race crime, the essence of racially targeting people. This is 110% KKK talk from the 1920s. We're going to shut down the black people and not let them, you know, have a voice. And just like the weird Green Party people and Merkel's party and others over in Germany, when they get up and go, it is good we bring in Arabs. White people are bad. Women, give themselves to them. Wear the hijab. Let them rape you. I'm not kidding. This is in the news. It's in the news just yesterday. So same thing here. I am white, but you need to elect me on a racially based, not that I'll do the best job for you or represent you. No, I'm white. But the reason you need to vote for me over the other black lady is I'm going to really suppress white people. Okay? I mean, I promise. This is 100% certified blue ribbon panel racism by the people that claim they're fighting racism. They are just a despicable criminal group. I mean, there's not words to describe
these
people.
The march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We've now entered day five. Already, globalism is collapsing.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Truth is stranger than fiction. It's been said many a time. And in my experience, that statement, that truth is stranger than fiction, is one of the truest ever said. Now, the crew was making a point to me, and I always ask them to make a point, if they think I'm off track. And it's not that I'm off track, because it's more of like an enigma within a riddle. We've got to cover lying and saying he took out the Martin Luther King bust. We've got to counter them saying there was a tiny crowd and then and being caught lying about it and still coming back again and saying, no, Trump's wrong. These photos are from during his inauguration. Just incredible disdain. And the linked up corporate media, CNN, with the BBC, ABC News, MSNBC. But the crew is pretty much unanimously making the point. This is a distraction, and they keep it going, even though they're losing the argument, because they want to divert from the legendary developments of pulling out of the TPP, because it's unelected, it's secret, it transfers our power. Don't even argue and say it's good or bad. It's unelected, it's a transfer of our sovereignty. This globalism stinks, and it's unconstitutional. Trump abandons Trans-Pacific Partnership, Obama's signature trade deal. It's not a trade deal, New York Times. Fake news. So I think I'm right to cover and harp on their fake news to fully discredit them so people know their tricks. But it's only worth it if I explain, as they just did, it's still a diversion from the larger issue of them distracting us. That's why I will only cover attack pieces against myself when it's educational and people can learn how they operate. I mean, how do you go out and claim you're democratic and liberal and loving and then scream you're an effing white male and attack women, Hispanic, Asian, and black women? By the way, they didn't care. You're trying to go into the Trump inauguration? Maybe you just wanted to go see it. Maybe you're a Democrat, but you wanted to go see history. Didn't matter. They were attacking people. Again, I wasn't looking for trouble. I'm out there trying to get my credentials at 10 in the morning, knowing there's big lines I've got to get in. Friday, I'm standing there because they have a cabbie, you know, delivering the documents to us. And I'm out there, and all of a sudden I see people attacking folks trying to come down the street, people in, you know, with black masks on. And I'm like, what's going on? Cops do something. Then women start coming down the road this way from 200 yards down where there's an entrance. I just see a big crowd here screaming. I can't really tell what's going on. And these women walk up bleeding, and some are almost unable to walk. And what's crazy is there's one TMZ clip that just shows an altercation where two women are attacking a guy and also two anarchists, so he fights back. When we just have endless footage of live streams of stuff 10 times worse from the live event. None of it on InfoWars, none of it promoted, none of it anywhere. And I'm not bitching at the crew. It's just that I'm just there witnessing all of this craziness that was so over the top. I mean, they would attack women, you name it, and then the media spins it into I was thrown out of the inauguration, and that I was drunk, and that I was attacking people. So this is the type of garbage that we deal with, and it really tells you the mindset of these people. They will do anything. You know, Democrats, if they were able to take over and said, let's arrest Alex Jones, let's arrest Ron Paul, let's arrest Donald Trump, let's go crazy, they would love it. They would love to see me publicly hanged for my views. Hell, they call for our death. That's how deranged and authoritarian these people are. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, women would come over and scream, you're an effing white male, like the N-word. Like, you're a such and such, and you're not valued. You don't get to speak because you're an effing white male. And now, this is up on InfoWars.com, white candidate for DNC chair says her job will be to shut down other white people. My job is to shut down other white people when they want to say, oh, no, I'm not prejudiced. I'm a Democrat. I'm accepting. See, because you're not ever allowed to say, I'm not racist, I'm accepting, because it never ends. You've got to submit to whatever you're told and whatever you do by people that are in a race cult and who are using racial, classic, race-based politics, tribal-based politics to take over, and it's a bunch of freaky, weird, old, creepy, criminal white people that are actually leading the war against the West and white people and trying to make sure that the whole world doesn't ever adopt the values of freedom. They're inoculating them psychologically so that they can never have the birthright. Excuse me, Matt. Yes, we're going to go to that clip. Here it is.
Black Lives Matter, and it makes me sad that we're even having that conversation. And that tells me that white leaders in our party have failed. We have to accept that there is prejudice that exists within our own party, and we have to be able to have that conversation. We cannot sweep that under the rug. We cannot continue to hide it. We cannot smash voices down when they are trying to scream, listen to me, you don't get it. I'm a white woman. I don't get it. I am pleased and honored.
Back it up a minute. There's another part of the clip. White people don't know what it's like to be poor. Bernie Sanders, what the hell are you talking about? I'm white. I'm sorry. I'm inherently bad. I can never get it. I can never be good. I need to accept whatever George Soros' policies are, or I'm a racist. I need to accept Obamacare, or I'm a racist. I need to accept open borders, or I'm a racist. We've got a clip on Fox News where they say, America and white people are bad, the liberal guest. That's why we have to have open borders. Really, I thought we'd have people come into the country who want to work and be part of the nation. No, no, no. You only come to prove white people bad. See, it's a whole religion of conquest, but it's the bankers that are conquering you. And, you know, people like Zuckerberg of Facebook building a 700-acre mansion compound in Kauai, Hawaii, while he uses race politics to, you know, leave us here in the rear all fighting with each other like idiots. Well, let's go back to her. I'm sorry, I'm white. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, you need me. Here, let's go back to her.
And honored to be here today to have the conversation. I am so excited that we're here. And I am listening because that's my job is to listen to the issues. My job is to listen and be a voice. And my job is to shut other white people down when they want to interrupt. My job is to shut other white people down when they want to say, oh no, I'm not prejudiced. I'm a Democrat. I'm accepting. My job is to make sure that they get, that they have privilege. We're not going to break through this. This is not just rhetoric. This is life or death. This moment in our country, the Democratic Party has the opportunity to do something different. We have the opportunity.
Now, you notice I've used the term death battle. No one else uses that term, but I've told you, they're in a death battle with us. Their psychology is they must bring down the West. They don't care if that means you're a wealthy, successful black person, Hispanic, white, all the same race, mixed. Almost everybody's just intermarrying. It doesn't even matter. And they're desperate to suppress and keep racial politics in control. They're the party of the KKK, and they're now indoctrinating the minorities into total racism. But a lot of the minorities out on the street felt weird about it and weren't the really aggressive ones. It was the white people, because they've got to prove that they know whites are bad. They have seminars on this, and they've got to go out and attack the devil that's the other white people. You understand? This is total cult brainwashing, and you just heard her. This is a life or death battle right now, and it's against white people. Wow. I mean, that is beyond the hardcore Aryan nations. That is beyond the hardcore white supremacist, and this will cause massive recruitment into those groups, which again then puts us all into divided groups, just like in a prison with everybody segregated, and that's how you have a prison planet. And that's why I've been fighting the creation of the prison planet, but that's what they're constructing, and they all know full well what they're doing. And no one, again, can prove that they're anti-white enough. As the other members, you know, who are running for the DNC chair, look down on her. Let's go back to it.
Opportunity to really confront the fact that we have not been in alignment with our values. We've been talking a lot of smack. We need to make sure that our actions and our words and our values all match. And around the issue of race, we are so far out of alignment.
And again, those are some rough clips off the internet. It tends to get downloaded a little bit jittery, but that is basically unedited. That's what they're saying. That's what they're doing. You can go read the transcript of it. You can watch the unedited C-SPAN clip up on Infowars.com. But that is some seriously disgusting garbage. My job is to shut down other white people, to shut them down when they want to interrupt. See, it's her job, just like they were doing out there, to stop people from going to the inauguration. Because they're the high and mighty ones. They have all the answers. They know what to do. And you can watch the full C-SPAN clip at Infowars.com right now. It's very important to get that out to everybody. Now, I've got a bunch of other clips I want to get to that are all monumentally important. That was a Sally Boynton. But I want to play a clip from Paul Joseph Watson that we've bleeped. that's on Infowars.com that's got millions of views on Facebook and YouTube that needs to get 50 million views. But I've been told by folks high up in the Trump operation that, again, they are very, very thankful to Paul Watson and the great work he's done and wanted me to relay that message to Paul, that Paul is quite the rock star there, not just in the Trump presidential organization, but also with the Trump family. But I'm just going to leave it at that. But these are really funny, fun videos that aren't hateful, but just shows what a bunch of mentally ill babies the followers are and what evil controllers the people on top are. So here's the video. It's the truth about the anti-Trump riots. Here's Paul Watson.
Oh, so you thought the butt hurt, the mass hysteria, and the temper tantrums were finally over. Nah-uh.
To be able to introduce for the first time ever anywhere the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
This is the anti-capitalist bloc of Disrupt J20. Yeah, I'd like more capitalism, please, with a side serving of capitalism. If only they put as much energy into having an actual argument as they did smashing Starbucks windows.
7, 8, 9.
To the anti-fascists who physically attack people with whom they disagree. In other words, they're the actual fascists.
Love Trump's hate,
they scream maniacally as they punch you in the face. Their goal was to block entrances and stop people from attending the inauguration. Yeah, how did that work out for you? But this trash can really got shown who was boss. Oh yeah, and I thought building walls was racist. Unless you're building human walls to stop other people exercising their First Amendment right to peaceably assemble. That's just fine.
And unite the civilized world against radical Islamic terrorism, which we will eradicate completely from the face of the earth.
This is a terrifying speech. The biggest cheer of all came when Trump promised to wipe out Islamic terrorism.
Yeah, Trump actually vowed to stop Islamic terrorism. I mean, how dare he? That might offend Islamic terrorists. Terrifying.
If you thought you'd never see anything on TV as frightening as 9/11, this was it. But the consequences of this are far more damaging.
So a Trump presidency is more damaging than America's deadliest terror attack, thousands of dead Americans, and two wars that cost over $5 trillion. Yeah, that's mass hysteria in tweet form. This New York Post writer compared Trump's inauguration to Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Right, so thousands of lost lives is equal to your hurt feelings. Yeah, I don't think so, moron.
I'm no longer quite so convinced by this democracy thing.
Yeah, the thing about democracy is that you can't just cancel it when you don't get the result you like. Maybe you'd be more at home in North Korea, where they don't have to worry about bothersome things like free elections.
If somebody can successfully assassinate Trump and his VP today, that'll be lovely, lol.
Well, that's strange because, and yeah, call me crazy, but I don't associate live televised blood-curdling assassinations with the word lovely.
Only way I'll watch Trump's inauguration tonight is if someone promises to assassinate him on live television.
Yeah, but come on, what about Melania's dress?
If anybody does assassinate Trump, I hope they take out Pence first. I think he's worse.
There speaks the voice of reason.
Death to the fascist insect who preys upon the blood of the people!
Yeah, you seem to have confused Trump with a monster from a 1950s B-movie.
Today my doctor told me I was pregnant. At first I was so happy, but then I realized what it means. I don't really want fascist pig Donald Trump became president of my wonderful country. I'm just so emotional right now. Can anyone give me any advice?
Here's some advice. Make an appointment with a shrink, and for the good of humanity, stop having unprotected sex.
Last November, I called Trump a fascist in this speech. With his inauguration tomorrow, I feel it more than ever.
Yeah, you don't know what a fascist is, do you?
Less than 24 hours until they're dangerously insane. Fascist liar becomes president of the United States!
So you think a dangerous fascist is about to become president of the most powerful country in the world? And all you can do is tweet about it. Hey, at least go smash a Starbucks window. At least dress up in denim hot pants and tights for a queer dance party outside Mike Pence's house. So when are we going to have a gay dance-off outside the embassy of gay stoning to death Saudi Arabia that funded a fifth of Hillary Clinton's campaign? No?
If someone was cruel enough to assassinate MLK, maybe someone will be kind enough to assassinate Trump. Hashtag be kind. Hashtag love Trump's hate.
But at least Bill and Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama enjoyed Trump's speech.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
I'm triggered.
Bing, 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 bing. Gotta be the president. When you throw the wife in, it just gets better and better. I think people have been praying to God for an answer. Doesn't mean he'll do everything. Doesn't mean if we don't really get right with God and really work hard and really take action, that things won't turn sour on us. Doesn't mean there's not going to be probably big wars or financial global crises, because the New World Order is organizing for a counteroffensive. So we can just run the white flag up and give up, or we can continue fighting. But look how far we've come by fighting. Look at how the world is changing. Now, he was reading tweets there and showing clips, Paul was. And they'll say, let's kill Trump, and let's kill the VP, and let's go after his kids, and let's, you know, all these horrible things. And then they'll say, love Trump's hate, and be kind, hashtag. I mean, it's like they're trying to publicly act out 1984 doublethink, an upside down world, and make it an art form. Because they'll run over and scream and hit you and say racist, fascist, white male when saying someone is bad because of what color they are is the essence of racial fascism. Or, we're going to kill you, hater. Why are you so hateful? And so I'd say, okay, give me a hug at the Women's March. They'd go, F you! This is mass mental illness, and what's happening is they're getting worse and worse and crazier, and the most radical of them become dominant in these groups, and I'm talking a million women probably were in D.C. It was close to the Trump inauguration. Now, I just look at the real photos and real numbers. I don't lie, oh, they didn't have anybody like they do to us. And then, no, you're a scary cancer. You're growing. And then all over Austin, hundreds of thousands, it was basically you're a woman, you come out, and you just scream and yell, have no facts, and they don't even know that Soros funded over 50 groups, billions of dollars the last year, to create this movement that was going to be the defense brigade for Hillary. They already had this all lined up, the databases, the women, the purple movement, the pink movement, the stupid hats they wear. The D.C. police were openly wearing the pink hats. The same D.C. police that would let people attack us, and attack families with little kids. Trying to go into the inauguration, we're being attacked, and a bunch of fat, stupid, lazy cops, who, by the way, Trump ought to fire every one of them that doesn't openly have a loyalty pledge to the First Amendment and disassociate. Anybody caught wearing those hats on duty when they're a bunch of anti-free speech people should not be police officers. Nobody tried to stop the women from going in. There weren't even fences needed for their big rally that was planned. Well, it was planned as a victory thing months ago. They were sure they were going to win. No fences needed, because, see, they don't have to keep us out from hurting you, because we're not animals like you, you scum! And I should have gone and wanted to know how they were going to act and then run around and just filmed it all. I'm sitting outside waiting to get my tickets. And women start coming by bleeding, and I'm like, the first woman's like, I'm bleeding, they attacked me. I'm like, this person's a drama queen. No way they attacked an old woman. Then another woman comes by bleeding, and another, and then oh my God, they're doing it down the street. So I go down there, and I thought that was where we were going to enter, and they go, oh yeah, you're not getting through here. It was all F you, Alex, and weird little guys, old black mask, all dancing around, and little Satan demons, and all of a sudden, boom, boom. It's like, hey, you fascist white male, just like, if it's KKK, but actual modern giant KKK, because people are just people, and the media legitimized racism against whites, and has now created an army of self-hating, mental patient white people running around leading disheveled, really stupid-looking minorities. And I say that because that's what you see. You look like really dumb, ignorant, but they all are going to college. They're all getting free government goodies. And you see what college pays for. Trillions spent since the 1960s on the Great Society, and it has created just butthurt, chip-on-the-shoulder people whose whole identity is hating prosperity. Well, you better hate it because you're not going to get any money with those worthless degrees. So they have really psychologically screwed you over by design. This is how you sabotage America. But what was left of America, every race, color, and creed, came together to try to resurrect the republic, to try to defeat globalism that's a huge unelected oppressive tyranny. And you run around as we desperately try to right the ship running over icebergs in the freezing water of tyranny. And you're screaming and yelling trying to stop us from righting the ship. Break your conditioning, morons. I mean, it's not right to say he took out the bust of Martin Luther King, and you know it's a lie, or to say nobody was there, and to attack free speech, and to do it for global corporations that were taking over, and Trump is getting rid of the TPP, rid of Obamacare, all of it written to screw you over, and you even know that's true, but you don't care because you're in such a cult, you can't admit you were wrong. Now, I got to put out the mid-air refueling here and fund this operation. I didn't know we only got 2,000 of this famous print. We've already sold 500 as of this morning. And I know why, because they're $19.95 on parchment paper, and I think we're probably selling them for too low. And quite frankly, I need to raise money, so I'm raising these to $50 a piece tomorrow. They might all sell out, but I need money. I mean, we're doing good, but I want to grow, put in a Washington bureau, and not be, you know, worried about expanding. And it was already given to us months ago. And the guy said, hey, you like it? He's the famous official portraiter of the Republican Party. He did that super famous Ronald Reagan one. That's the most iconic image of Ronald Reagan. And in fact, I went and shot some video during the break of that as well. So I'm the production guy around here. And we can maybe back up that video we were just playing and actually show TV viewers that. We'll also post this video up on Infowars.com and Infowarsstore.com so that you can actually see them for yourself. But they're going to sell out very quickly, created by the same artist that sketched the Reagan lithograph hanging in the Reagan Library. It's very, very powerful, and we are wonderful supporters of free speech and art in this country. And I'm telling you, these type of things sell in art galleries for hundreds of dollars a piece, framed, sometimes thousands of dollars. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. And I'll tell you what we bought them for. It isn't going to fund us very much. We also have tactical nanotech technology, body armor previously only available to military and law enforcement, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. But I don't know how long. But I think under Trump, they won't try to ban it. The Democrats are already moving in that direction. We also have these great Tennessee Arms lowers. They're full selection, discounted for your M4s at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the famous folks with the patented brass inlays. So some of these go 6,000 rounds, on average about 3,000. It's just unprecedented quality. Tennessee Arms, 80% lower AR receivers, InfoWarsStore.com. The nutraceuticals, they're all up there, InfoWarsLife.com. Trump is my president t-shirts are almost sold out. Saw a lot of those in D.C. That was great. We have a new version coming out soon. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. InfoWars.com, again, is the main site. They're always trying to block it, so please continue to spread that in your emails, in your links, and to others. We'll be back with the second hour. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Dad, I'm really afraid of what's happening with the economy. There's